Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting 8th. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Hebner moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hobson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Remy moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Rice moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Perez for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Remy reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker bunts towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Hebner scores. Summers moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Parrish scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Perez reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez scores. It's 10-3, Tigers. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing center field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Billingham now pitching. Dave Rader pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Wagner pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Duffy Dyer now catching. Pat Underwood now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Ted Sizemore pinch hits for Dave Rader. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. Remy moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 4 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Underwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.